Who turned off the lights? Have you noticed that nearly every storm, earthquake, wildfire, or other naturally occurring event has been reported as record-breaking in the last few years? Philanthropy gifts and bombings have both seemed to increase as well. The current political climate practically forces you to pick a side. It seems to me that we are well on the way to self-destruction. But, as Christians, we know that Jesus will step back into our world and save those of us who have chosen to walk. But when? All we know is soon. To some, it seems like he is late in coming, but we must remember God's timing. With the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. He is patient with you. For it is not his purpose that anyone should be destroyed, but that everyone should turn from his sins. 2 Peter 3, verses 8 and 9. I've heard various reports of someone claiming to be Jesus, but it is not possible. Before Jesus returns, there are very obvious signs he is coming. He will cause things to happen so that everyone will know that change is coming. The sun will grow dark. The moon will stop shining, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers in heaven will be shaken. Matthew 24:29. When that happens, keep your eyes on the dark skies. Jesus will come in the dark. Will he catch you sleeping? I hope not. Keep yourself prepared so that you won't be caught off guard doing something that Jesus would disapprove of. There is no need to walk in fear on that day. But when God turns out the lights, be ready. He will be here soon after. May you be found doing his work.